You're listening to Unregular Radio. The following program is mature content intended for adults only. The views, opinions, and thoughts expressed here are not necessarily those of Unregular Radio, its staff, or its affiliates. Furthermore, do not attempt to recreate any of the situations described, as it may prove physically, legally, or financially harmful. And as always, thank you for listening to Unregular Radio.
Welcome to Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie, today joined by a few people in the studio. I've got Casey, the management, here with me.
Hiya.
I've got my friend Benny here.
Hello.
And I've got Jessica.
Hello.
How are you today, all of you?
Doing all right.
Yeah, pretty good.
Doing very well.
Recovering from the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
me
crazy
too.
Crazy weekend.
Completely still recovering.
Wait, is this a weekday?
Yeah. Yeah, today's Monday.
Today is
not
Monday.
Tuesday. Today is not Tuesday.
Whoops.
I totally thought I skipped Monday. Like, I don't know, I still don't even remember what happened yesterday. So
I kind of, yeah, I was going to say I thought I skipped Sunday, but I don't I don't quite recall.
Sunday's worth mentioning. I just don't remember it. So it's all good.
I think we're all kind of stuck on that boat after this full moon and whatever happened this weekend.
Yeah, definitely.
It was
definitely an interesting weekend.
Yeah. So I've got a couple of really interesting, fun things to talk about today. We've got some big news as far as my show and giveaways and stuff that I'm going to have coming up in the very near future. Benny and KC are going to be talking about a benefit event that they're having for you guys and us and everybody, and they'll tell you more about it in a little bit. I've got Jessica here just helping out, talking, winging it with me, and going to talk about some interesting little topics I've got for today. I think we'll take a quick little musical break, and when we come back, we'll start shit up on regularradio.com. My information's just not going in. I'm burning bridges, shore to shore. I break away from something more. I'm not turned on to love until it's cheap. Been there, done that, messed around. I'm having fun, don't put me down. I'll never let you sweep me off my feet. This time, baby, I'll be bulletproof. This time, baby, I'll be bulletproof.
time since I came around. Been a long time, but I'm back in town. This time I'm not leaving without you. You taste like whiskey when you kiss me. I would give anything again to be your baby doll. This time I'm not leaving without you. He says,
welcome back to Three Strange Women on unregularradio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie, joined again by Casey, the management.
Howdy.
Newly in studio, we've got Nikki Smokes. We've got Benny.
Hi.
And Jessica.
Hello.
How are you all doing now that we've had a nice little break there? And
pretty stoned.
Doing all right.
Yeah.
Is my mic on?
It is now.
It is now. See? If we don't ask, we don't get.
Whoops. I was pretty psyched about the music break. I got to make a run for the restroom. I was stoked, to say the least. I was a little distracted when we first started.
It was a little abrupt.
Yeah, pretty much.
Plus, we had, you know, three balls going at once.
So everyone's just like, whoa, wait. Yeah. Yeah. I think we're all kind of on that level now. Yeah. We're a little calmed down. And
priorities.
Yeah, priorities for sure. So my little article today is a Wikipedia article that I found on women who have sex with women. It takes into account the physical, mental, and just like all kinds of sociological aspects of women who sleep with women, mm-hmm. if you will. And I think that in society, it's kind of funny that it's okay, like less taboo for women to sleep with women than it is for men to sleep with men.
No, very true.
It's a little, it kind of disturbs me, but I mean, being a woman, it's not really a problem for myself. Particularly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're also like you're battling against a lot of stigma that's associated with men who have sex with men, and
I think masculinity in general.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a whole lot of factors that play into like one being more accepted than the other. I mean, part of that, like, you can't really lay blame in any one quarter. You know what I mean? Like, you can examine all the factors all day long. But I think the most positive thing to do is make an effort to change that perception.
I think that's the step that I think we're at as far as, I guess you could call our nation, like our movement to bring equality to the gays and society.
Yeah, well, I think for a lot of folks, like, their head's so wrapped around the mechanics and logistics of it that they're not really thinking about the relationship that goes with it.
Exactly. Like, it's a happy relationship. They're no gay people are no less human than anyone else. You cut them, they bleed. You say something mean, they're going to be hurt. Like, yeah.
Well, I mean, the whole, at least like from my perspective, I mean, from a straight perspective and seeing what's in the media and even knowing a few people who are either gay or lesbian, the outward thought is to sexuality before relationship.
Yes.
And that's one thing that, like, I mean, you're going to say, like, as a movement, it's the LGBT movement or what have you, rainbow movement. I'm not
queer. I get it. Yeah.
Queer life movement. And the identity is with sexuality as opposed to relationship. And I think over the next, like, we've been talking about this over the past couple of weeks, like, over the next few years, you're going to start people examining more the mechanics of each relationship rather than the sexuality involved.
Okay.
Which I really think that's actually kind of funny because I don't think we ever got to talk about my sexuality, which is, you know,
we haven't.
It's actually
never.
It's kind of reverse. I'm a little asexual. So
really?
Yeah. I don't, I'm only attracted when there's something like special there. It's
okay.
Not male, female.
That's a cool, that's interesting. I like that a lot.
Yeah. I'm pretty quiet on the, you know, when the hormones get turned on type of thing. I spent a while celibate trying to figure out whether or not I was attracted to male or females, which I am attracted to male and female. But
that's awesome.
When engaging in my sexuality, it takes a long time. I'm very, very slow. So it's mostly like the relationship aspect of it, like the intelligence, the mental interaction. I think
more people need to be open the way that you are with that. I personally think that that's a great way to be in general.
And I would probably most likely stay celibate when I'm not attracted to someone's, you know, in like having an intellectual relationship, because I would probably be more turned on in something that I'm doing rather than what anyone else is doing, you know. I like achieving goals, and you know that's sort of something that turns me on,
that's
myself.
Cool.
So I don't really look at it like, okay, you're gay, you're bi, you're. It's just whatever turns on your hormones.
It's really inspiring to me to hear and hope. It makes me feel hopeful the fact that there are people out there who are attracted to more than just the physical aspect of being with a woman of the, you know, or a person of the same sex as opposed to opposite sex and everything. Like, it's hard to step back and separate the person from the sex sometimes, if you will. And that's why I have a lot of respect for what you said. You were celibate for a little while. Like, I've honestly been considering the same thing. I don't personally date because it just always ends up messy.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that because I feel like it burns bridges or it makes things awkward. And so, I mean, it's, some people are saying, oh, but that's not the way to live. Like, you need to experience love. You need to experience, you know, sex with somebody you love. I don't.
I've had love without sex, sex without love, you know, sex and love.
Exactly.
It's like, it's
messy.
I would rather go out and have dinner with a friend than wake up, hey, who are you?
What are you doing? What did we actually do last night? Can we go back and talk about it? And then people don't ever want to talk about it afterwards, which is even worse. So you just live with this elephant in the room that's like, hello, I'm the big giant blue elephant that's saying, hey, we did something and we're not going to fucking talk about it now. So let's make it worse.
So I think my comment on the piece is really just like, you know, do whatever turns you on. I really have never had a position to, you know, like, scratch my head when someone says something. It's like, it's not you, so why do you care? That's all.
Exactly. Who is anyone else to judge what makes you happy?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just, like, because you can, like, we can say, like, who is somebody else to judge, but somebody else still has to identify with what's going on. In order to understand it, like, when your reality bumps up against somebody else's, like, they have to associate in some manner or another. And, like, really, a good deal of people, I can't say all people, but a good deal of people, like, their first interaction is hormone-based. Like, you have that examination of, like, what somebody else does to your MCH levels, if it's compatible, like, that taste test. Like, and that's what a lot of people go on, male or female. But to identify with somebody else who may have a differing appreciation of sexuality, or a differing appreciation of what they identify with, like, you still have to take that into account when you're talking to somebody, as much as they have to take into account the fact that you are different from them.
Exactly. And it's hard to get on that level with somebody and appreciate each other for what your face value and behind.
Well, it's building that connection. Like, you can't put up a banner and change someone's mind.
Yeah.
Like, you really have to make compromises in some cases. Like, obviously not compromising on your principles, but in the language that you're using and how you market the whole idea, because right now it comes down to marketing. It comes down to how you market your movement, and how do you make it so that it's not a revolution. You don't want to turn around in fucking circles.
No, not at all.
Like, you want to move forward. So, like, how do you reach your end game?
Positive thinking, love, and happiness.
Love.
It just brings more and more. All of the good things bring more good things. That's just kind of how it works.
So, I mean, I really think that, like, one way that any given movement, much less the LGBT community, the queer movement, what have you, like, any given movement, the best way that you can move forward is to make sure that the people that you're talking to are educated, that regardless of whether or not they actually identify with your movement, like, I absolutely support the LGBT community, but I am straight.
Yeah.
So, one thing that I try to do is to educate myself as much as possible, not about the mechanics of what's going on, but about, like, the legal side of it, about what's going on in somebody's, like, home, so to speak, in terms of the relationship. Like, what are the logistics of the relationship?
Yes. And you need to take... It's good for straight people to have the opportunity. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I want people to realize that it's the same type of lifestyle. You still need to eat, live, breathe, make money to continue with life. But what you do with your own time behind your closed doors is not anyone's business, and everyone should have at least a little bit of respect for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, I mean, we've talked about this before, and I honestly believe it might not be in the next 5 years, it might not be in the next 10 years, it might not be in the next 20 years, but you will start to see the same indifference towards, like, lesbians marrying lesbians and gay, like, you know what I mean, same-sex marriage, as you do towards heterosexual marriage.
Without a doubt.
Like, you'll start, like, you'll just be like, oh, God, whatever. Like,
fucking go get married.
Jimmy and Tom are fighting again. Yeah. Like, whatever. Like, there's going to be the same divorce rate. Like, there's going to be, like, all those statistics are going to level out. And that's because it's not going to be a buzz thing anymore.
I think part of this whole, like, constant argument in the media about the marriage thing is really diluting what marriage means to people. And, like, you know, it's just like, okay, you know, who's right and who's wrong all the time. And it's, like, something that you hear every day. It's like, almost not, like, I don't know, special to me anymore. I can understand how it's, like, special for the people that are fighting for it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody should. I just think that the whole talk for 20,000 years has been, like,
yeah.
I mean, just, like, the whole, just make it legal. Just make pot legal. Yeah. Come on.
It's a question of relevance at this point.
I don't particularly even believe in monogamy. I don't think human beings are meant to be monogamous at all. And, I mean, I support gay marriage because if you're gay and you want to get married, by all means, do it. You love somebody that much. Yeah. You want to spend the rest of your life with them. Sometimes it works for people. Particularly myself, I'm too young to even want to think about that at all. But I support it, and I support the fact that when someone does love someone enough, they will want to create that, I guess, legal bond to further tie yourselves together.
And that's awesome.
It's not unreasonable. It's not an unreasonable thing to want, to equality-wise, either.
I just think it's just, like, sad that, like, all the arguing, like, against it has just caused, I don't know, this, like, confusion with it. It's like, you know, let them get married. Let everybody get married. Whoever wants to get married to whoever.
I don't want to get married.
On the other side of the coin, when it comes to support for a movement, if it's not relevant, like, to you, it may not be relevant. And for a lot of people,
I think it is relevant. I just think the amount of talk that has gone on.
You may not in particular want to be married, and it may not be an issue that directly applies to you, but you support it.
Absolutely, I support civil rights,
but
equal rights. Yeah.
Exactly, like so. But for some people, I'm not saying you in particular, but for some people, that question of whether or not it's relevant to them will turn to indifference, and I think that's a problem that the gay marriage issue comes up against, is people question the relevance in their own lives and therefore sink into apathy or indifference.
Okay.
And the next step to that is, what do you do about it?
That's when you need to start realizing that we do have a ton of potential for, like you said, a movement, not a revolution.
It's a movement.
I really enjoy that the way that you say that, and it really makes an impact, I think, on people's ears to hear that as well. Like, that it is a movement.
Thank you.
Good stuff, my friend. It gets awkward when you bring, not only, never mind the aspect of gay marriage. There's a lot of hatred and awkwardness around transgendered people as well.
Very true. Well, I mean, you have, like, If you look back in history, like, there's been an appreciation in some native tribes for people who take on the role of another gender because they identify with that gender. I mean, specifics, that's something that somebody would need to research on their own.
Yeah.
Because I can't throw out specifics without sounding like an asshole, because I'll probably be wrong. So I'll own that. I'm speaking in generalities. But one thing that, like, you can look at is there has been that appreciation throughout history, and that's an appreciation that I think that we can bring back.
But what I want to really know is how do you interpret transgendered individuals into the marriage aspect?
It should be translucent. What it if because
if it, is it not is it gay marriage if it's, it's a female it's, to it's male two, marrying
two,
a woman?
It's two people two. Joining in a legal and in some cases spiritual bond. Like, it is a legal contract, and by extension for some people, a spiritual contract. So it shouldn't matter what two people are getting involved with it, as long as they're homo sapien.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if you're homosexual, it's homo sapien. As long as you are a sentient homo sapien...
Homo sapien.
homo sapien consensual is what I was going for.
Okay.
Bond. It really shouldn't matter how you identify. It doesn't matter. But again, it's separating the mechanics.
This is what I'm personally, this is why my endeavor is with this radio show, to just bring this awareness to people and realize, like, just make you think. That's all I really want to do is make you think. And if I can change a little bit of your opinion, if you thought some bad shit about some gay people and stuff, come on now, just grow up.
Yeah, well, I would caution people to take a step beyond the mechanics.
Yes.
Like, take a step beyond logistics of what's going on. Like, if you really got to be vulgar about it, like, just look. You need to look beyond the actual sexual aspect of it for a second and mm-hmm. take a look at the two people or three people or four people or whatever who want to be involved with each other for whatever reason.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It really isn't anybody else's business.
Cool. I completely agree. It's not. If it makes you happy, it's like that Sheryl Crow song. If it makes you happy, it can't be that bad. But speaking of music, I think we're going to jump into a little musical break, and we'll come back with you, to you with some interesting info on a benefit show coming up. Thank you for tuning in. UnregularRadio.com with your host, Miss Jackie, and my friends in studio. Stay tuned.
Appear on walls where pleasure moments hung before the takeover, the sweeping insensitivity of this still life. To say, oh, that you only meant well, but of course you did. What you say, that it's all for the best, of course it is. What you say, that it's just what we need. You decided this. What you say. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie, joined again by Casey, the management, Nikki Smokes.
Hello.
Benny, and Jessica.
Hello.
We have a nice little break, guys.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
It's kind of necessary.
I got to run out and smoke a cigarette. That was pretty awesome. I'm just like, I'm glad that you like factor these things in right when I need them.
Good.
So, like,
I'm your management, Missy.
We've got a good energy flow, and I think we can sense.
Like, I really think that you're reading my mind a little bit. So good. It works out.
I like it. You guys kind of read my mind too.
I'm super psyched that the world is catering itself to me. Like that makes me feel better.
Stars are aligning.
So. Now that we're back, why don't you and Benny tell me a little bit about this Benny fit?
That was brutal. Brutal.
Well, thank you, first of all, for having us on today.
Yeah, thank you very, very much.
Anytime.
It is an extreme pleasure. Great conversation in this room with all of you and ladies here. And, you know, it really warms my heart to have people want to reach out and do something nice for a good cause. And that cause is, back in June 1st, I believe it was, there was several tornadoes that touched down in the western part of the state and tore a pretty big size road of destroyed houses, lives, communities, all the way through Springfield, Brimfield, Palmer, all the western part of the state. Our neighbors in Massachusetts, That's where we are, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. All right. Just want to remember. Okay. The break was tough. So, so what we're doing is Casey and I, we have decided that we want to do good for others. And, you know, who else are you going to do well for other than your brothers, sisters, cousins, aunts, uncles of, you know, Massachusetts? Because you're from here.
Your neighbors. Yep.
So what we did was we did a little research and we found out what the first responders were of the tornado. Who are these people? What do they do? And we decided to put together a benefit show to fund futures for these folks. We're talking, you know, the people that bring food to the workers out and they're clearing fields where houses were and bringing tents for people to live in and such. You know, just the people that are the first people. That show up and actually do something.
Help in the crisis.
Help in the crisis.
And the people who dropped everything, including like when their own lives were torn asunder, dropped everything and went and helped other people. Like that's the true test of somebody who's involved in the community. Is like when disaster strikes, like you make sure some of your shit's in order and then you help the community. And that's what these people did.
And so with that, Casey and I, we decided we were going to try to do something. We wanted to do something in the community, with the community of Boston. We surround ourselves with some of the best music, local music in Boston. So I myself went and asked a few bands to try to get together and do a benefit show. And right away, I got a huge response that we actually had to turn away a couple of acts.
Wow.
Yeah, it was serious. So what we did was, you know, we got some people on board. We've booked Dub Down. Dub Down is one of the best nights in Boston. It's Thursday nights at Bull McCabe's in Union Square in Somerville. They're going to come out to Alston at the Wonder Bar. And they're going to open our show for the Massachusetts Tornado Disaster Relief Fund. And we've also got Dub Apocalypse, which Dub Apocalypse plays over there on Sundays, but they are a nationally touring act.
Nice.
They have members of G-Love and the Special Sauce. They have members of Morphine. They have members of, you know, Beyonce Knowles' band.
That's impressive.
They have, you know, that's Dub Apocalypse is going to be Tommy Benedetti from John Brown's Body, Nate Edgar from John Brown's, Jeff Lockhart, who plays with WTF while he's Tuesday Night Funk. He also, you know, plays with Brian McKnight, plays on the new Dido album, amazing guitar player. They're going to probably have Tubby Love singing, sitting in with them. Tubby is an amazing reggae solo artist, one of the best young talents in Boston as far as the reggae and dub scene. And then they're going to be led by Johnny Trauma, who plays with G-Love, plays with Jesse D and Nate Wilson Group, and he is the host of the Dub Apocalypse shows every Sunday night. And we're bringing that whole crew over there. And this is going to be all taking place at the Wonder Bar August 1st. And then finally, you know, the one that I'm looking forward to the most, we've got Alston legends, the Alstonians, coming down.
That's exciting.
Who've been around for like 20 years.
I've never seen them.
Oh my goodness. Amazing ska band, you know, the heart and soul of Alston. They're going to come out. They're going to do a big set. It's, you know, right in the heart of Boston, right in Alston. You can get to the Wonder Bar. It's right at the Harvard Ave and Comm Ave stop, I believe.
It's very easy to get to. It's a great little venue.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's so comfortable. There's so much seating, and they have a huge bar, a nice big open dance floor, and we're going to pack the place. What we're going to do is we're going to ask for a suggested donation of $15. Folks can pay as much as they can. You know, you can come and bring 20 if you'd like. 15's fine. You know, if you can't make it in, you only get $5, that's all right. Come on down. Whatever we can do to, you know, to reach out to our neighbors.
Yeah.
It's going to benefit us.
It's a benefit. It's to help the community. It's not going to any one particular person for their own, like, it's helpful, and it's worth going out and spending a couple extra bucks on.
And so,
and for a good time and some awesome music, I mean, it's way worth it.
For sure.
We're going to have the Alstonians, Dub Apocalypse, and Dub Down. It's going to be August 1st. It's a Monday night. it's a doable thing. You come on out. We're going to start up about 9 o'clock. We're going to roll through two. Dub Apocalypse rounding out the night. They're gonna come on at midnight, so that'll be a great late night grooving show. Like I said, all the proceeds, every dime. We've got sponsorships. We've got the venue gonna get us the room for no cost at all. We've got the bands all playing for free. There will be no profits made from this show. 100% of the proceeds are going to first responders charities. This is something that I'm so proud of. I've got so much support for this. Casey has done immeasurable things with getting contacts for us to help promote, including the folks here at Unregular, which I really appreciate allowing me to come on and talk about this. This is an event very near
totally
and dear
to my heart.
It's
totally worth it. It is. It's near and dear to all of us, especially because we're all from Boston. Boston is our heart and soul. Massachusetts is what we are. And when something like that... That was a big deal. That was a natural disaster. We've never had anything like that. Well, in my lifetime,
yeah.
I've personally never experienced anything quite so scary as far as natural disasters go in this state.
And if anybody, anybody out there in listener land is wavering on pulling the trigger for social responsibility, like now is the time to do so. There have been a lot of benefits over the past couple of months. Playground Boston did one for the Japan benefit tsunami relief. One Good Turn Events, the company that I own, the nonprofit, did one for the Japan tsunami relief. I mean, there have been so many benefits, so much outreach from the Boston community to people who are affected by these natural disasters, and you have a chance to give to someone in your own backyard. Now's the time to pull the trigger. If you need to, like, just forego two beers, like, a week.
I don't suggest this.
forego purchasing two beers a week at a bar for the next 2 weeks, and that's $20 to donate at the door, which is $5 more than what we're asking for, and that's more to give to these people in your own backyard. Now is the time to really start investing in your community. Like, we have a chance now, as burgeoning adults, as people who are affecting the way that the world is working, to take steps to get involved with grassroots organizations that give back to local communities. And this is what we really need to do, because the more you invest in your community, the more you get out of it. You can't walk into life with this sense of entitlement that says, like, because I exist, I get this. Like, no, you have to invest in your community. And this is a perfect chance to do it. It's an easy chance to do it. It's going to be a great party. Like, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a rocking good time.
It sounds like a really great party.
You need to get down there, like, and queue up in line, because, like, this place is going to be packed, and it's going to be packed early, because there
are... Are there early ticket sales, or just at the door?
It's going to be tickets at the door. I didn't want to invest in tickets, because that would be one more expense that we would have to think about. So, you know, it's a Monday night. Come on down to Wonder Bar. If you've seen any of these bands, I don't have to sell you on that. If you haven't, come down, have a great experience. You know, come help a good cause that's worth it. Why? Because it benefits all of us. If something happened, there was floods in Boston, there would be people that would need to come here and take care of all of us.
Yes.
You know, and that's what we're looking to support. We're looking to reach out to the community, bring them on in, show them a great time. Everybody loves reggae music.
I do.
I don't know anybody that doesn't like reggae music.
I love reggae music myself.
It's the only music that I dance to.
And if they don't, I don't trust them. I don't trust them. How do you not like reggae music? Every one of us.
How can your ass not shake?
So
I don't understand that either.
I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Oh, you know who else is going to be there? I forgot. DJ Dutchmaster. You guys know who DJ Dutchmaster is?
I'm not familiar. I don't think.
His name is Van Martin from Spiritual Res. Okay. He's going to come down. He's going to be spinning classic AM radio, classic mono-mixed reggae music from the early 60s. And he's got this whole thing that he does. You know, one of the great friends of the cause as well. He's been really putting the word out there for us, too. But, yeah, I mean, if you're into reggae music, you're into ska music, you want to come have a great time, you know, you want to just support the cause, come on down. And $15, August 1st, Wonder Bar. We hope to see you there.
Yeah,
I will totally be there, and I think that anyone tuning into this show should totally, totally check it out. It's for a good cause, and
I think I'm going to be there. I didn't hear about it until today.
You're going. It's so worth it.
Yeah, no, it's a Monday night. Come on, I mean, what are you going to do on a Monday night? Like, you're gonna come down to the Wonder Bar.
Such a great.
You're gonna listen to my show from 3 to 4 p.m.
Yeah, exactly. you're gonna prep for the show from 3 to 4 p.m. by listening to Three Strange Women, yep. And then you're gonna eat a good supper. You're gonna get a good drinking base going. And then you're going to come down to the Wonder Bar and you're going to listen to some dope ass music. You're going to shake your ass and you're going to give money to a good cause.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I just laid out your itinerary for August 1st. You have nothing to bitch about.
Damn good itinerary.
Do you have any idea how much money people pay for the management to take care of their day? I just did it for free.
Are you people taking notes?
Love you.
Write it down. Listen to the podcast, Three Strange Women, on unregularradio.com.
We'll be talking about this benefit for a while. This is going to be good.
August 1st, Wonder Bar.
For years afterward, too. There's
Allstonians, it's Double be awesome. Apocalypse, Dub Down.
Nice.
DJ Dutch Master.
Yeah, I really want to see Dutch the Allstonians.
Yeah, the Allstonians are amazing.
I can't wait to check them out. I'm going to check them out as soon as I'm done here today. I'm going to check out some of their stuff on YouTube.
Train to Boston. Look that up. That's a great track by them.
Cool.
Yeah, they're amazing. And we'll hope to see everybody out there. I know that I'll see you out there, Jackie.
You totally will. I'll be there.
Well, it's a chunk of Boston's musical history that I really think that people should have a chance to take a look at. It's not often that you see so much of Boston's rich musical history in one spot. You normally have to hunt around for it. Like you normally have to dig for it. And right now, what Benny has done is he is serving a good chunk.
Oh, give yourself some credit.
The rich musical history on a platter for you. So,
Sure. I mean, there will be some epicness there. There will be if you're a jam head, there's going to be some great improv stuff up there. You know, Double Apocalypse, they get very psychedelic. A couple of us were out at the show last night. I think we broke on through to the other side. And then Dub Down is thoroughly entertaining. You know, they have a whole lineup of special guest vocalists that come up from members of 10 Foot Ganja Plant.
I really dig members them. Of I Dub really Station. Like 10 Foot Ganja Plant.
Oh my goodness, really those guys them. Are great. Yeah, Craig Akira is one of the guys in 10 Foot Ganja Plant, and he is one of the singers in the Dub Down.
Nice.
The Dub Down basically is this: is they have a band called the Scotch Bonnet Band, and they got these guys to join up as a crew of MCs that, you know, they go from hip hop into hardcore dub style stuff. They do soul. They usually have about 5 or 6 singers. Yeah, it's a pretty big production is what they do.
Not to be confused with dubstep.
No. We're talking.
Just because I get
King
that a lot.
King Tubby. We're talking bass and reverb.
Delay.
Take it to the house.
Well, we're going to pop into a short break and we'll come right back with some fun stuff for you. Good little announcement coming up on my behalf as well. Ooh. So
awesome.
Keep it locked, unregularradio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie, joined in the studio by a bunch of my really great friends right now, and you should stay tuned because we got some cool stuff coming up. Talk to you in a few.
Roma, Roma, Gaga, ooh la la, what's your bad romance? Roma, Roma, Gaga, ooh Roma, Roma, ma, gaga, ooh la la, wild yell about romance.
Welcome back to Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie, joined in studio by, actually, a fairly large group today, it turned out to be. Casey, the management.
Hi.
Nikki Smokes.
Hello.
Joy Little Death Imaging.
Hello.
Benny.
Well, hello.
And Jessica.
Hi.
So, I had a great time today. First off, I'd like to thank you all for coming in and talking with me and taking the time out of your day to listen to my twisted little thoughts. It means a lot to me personally. And I'd like to also thank our listeners for tuning in, because it means a lot to us to have you come and understand that we're doing benefits and stuff as well, that we'd like to support local everything, because that's what we're about here, kind of, at UnregularRadio.com. Mm-hmm. Support your local everything.
It's start local nonprofit.
Start local, go global.
Yes, that's a good way to think. I like that. It's like an infection, but a good one.
What was it, Casey? A local?
Start local, go global.
I think we should make a t-shirt out of that.
For sure. Unregular is a great community-based thing. I see that the network of people that are, you know, amongst the group of the people that run the station and are the on-air people, it's a very tight network, and it's a great community. I really see it's something very established at this point.
Yep. It's a safe spot for people with good intentions.
It's going to grow, because you see Unregular popping up all over the place. Like, there's a great little station out in Wales, actually, Cardiff. I think it's TRWHQ, the waiting room. They actually do shout-outs to Unregular on Twitter all the time.
That's fucking awesome. Nice.
They listen to the morning show, because it's like really late for them, I guess.
That's cool.
Or really early. I don't know. I'm screwed up on the time thing. Like, I have a feeling I'm going to get hit up on Twitter about that, if they're listening.
No, I think it's like mid-afternoon evening when it's our morning.
Oh, okay, so maybe they're just getting out of work. Sorry, guys, if I'm screwing up the time frame.
It's that time somewhere, right?
Yeah, right.
That's cool to me. They like identify with Tomar the most out of the radio station.
Yeah, so cute. That's the little awesome guy from Southie.
Okay. Yeah.
Hilarious. He's not little at all. He's actually a nice big dude.
Yeah, well, he's really tall.
On the radio here, I just call myself Lady Chaos. That's my old name.
That works. That fits you. That suits you well. My announcement that I want to just get into before we wrap stuff up today is we're going to have a little sponsorship contest going on with myself, and for anyone who's interested in looking them up, Good Vibrations, a very sex positive shop in Brookline, Massachusetts. I've been very familiar with them since I was a young person, because I went to school in Coolidge Corner, where their store is based, and had some fun little trips to the store during lunch in high school and, like, giggling. But now that I'm older, I understand, like, the sex-positive vibe that comes from there, and the name suits them well, Good Vibrations. We're going to be giving away a $50 gift certificate to Good Vibes. And I think that you should tune in and try and win that, because you can have some fun with mm-hmm. whatever you choose to do.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever you choose to do with that $50 to that store is guaranteed to be a good time for you and potentially someone else. Wink.
However you must, may you have fun.
Yes, fun is the goal of my show. Eventually, I'm planning to have... I've been speaking with the promotional coordinator from Good Vibes over in San Francisco, California, and she's interested in sending in her sex educator extraordinaire to speak live on air with us, tell us a little bit about the shop. And I think it would be a good thing, because there are plenty of little shops out there that are like somebody mentioned in here, flickering like lights and creepy videos and like messy carpets. No, Good Vibes isn't like that at all. They're very professional. Like, they have a big section of books, toys, info. The people there are willing to always help you out with any questions you may have. And sex positive is an important thing in society these days.
The vibe, so to speak, that I've picked up off of them, like either from going to their website or going to the store, is like they're very focused on sex education.
Yes.
As well as being positive about sex in general, they're very focused on educating people about sex and sexuality, and in a non-partisan fashion. Like, it's just like, if we have information on it, we'll try and get it to you. And that's a really neato way of looking at things, because it's like the more people start doing that, the better educated we are as a whole. And in general, we start making better decisions. So it's a great little shop.
Yeah, I think that they're doing quite well as far as taking in good potential customers, listening to Unregular Radio with some of the cool people that we have around here. Mm-hmm. Totally benefit from a $50 gift card to Good Vibrations.
Now, is this contest available to the Unregular family, or is it just for listeners?
I haven't really come up with anything at all yet. Mm-hmm. As far as, like, I don't know if I want to put together maybe like a get together. You come and like put your name in a hat and it gets drawn for showing up, like for listening, something like that.
We should make a scavenger hunt out of this.
That could be fun too. I'm down for any scavenger hunt. Yeah, we can talk about that.
Yeah, let's
off air.
Let's scheme.
Yes, it's just about that time now. Anyway, again, I just want to thank everyone at Unregular Radio, everyone in this studio with me here today, from Casey, the management, Nikki Smokes, Joy, Benny, thanks. Jessica, Boston in general.
Yeah, thanks very much for having us on.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Anytime. I had a great time, and I hope you all did as well.
It was so cool that you came up to me and straight out asked me. I was like, wow, like, I had no idea you were doing this right now, so... Thanks for having me. I was listening the whole way here. I'm sorry I'm late, everyone.
No, oh, don't worry about it.
No worries.
We had some good conversation. I'm glad you tuned in on your way in anyway.
I was part of it. I was just on the passive side.
All right. Well, thank you all again. Stay tuned to unregularradio.com. I've been your host, Miss Jackie, and I will be back next week. Catch you on the flip side.